In one trendy Denver neighborhood, right next to a golf course, we find an old home almost hidden in plain sight.
4401 West 50th Avenue.
Unkept bushes cover the windows. Overgrown trees consume the front porch.
He's been missing for more than a year.
Inside, a 69-year-old man.
He wouldn't look you in the eye.
An urban hermit who permanently shut himself off from society.
Basically disappeared.
So removed from life and people, nobody knew he vanished.
We do know police found a body.
A year after his family searched his home.
Well, there's no way he was there when we searched
after it. Unsanitary conditions hindered their investigation.
A year after he was declared missing.
I'll be out with the health department.
The mystery of Chuck came to a bizarre end.
No more after the coroner's report.
Who's to blame? How does a man become...
He was found in his own home.
Lost at home.
Mic check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so this is my first time visiting the house. It's at the corner of 50th and Tennyson. It's actually right in the middle of this residential neighborhood. Kind of a busy street corner this morning, so we'll take a look and see what this house looks like right now. Right out front, we can see a green dumpster. There's essentially really no yard. It's just full of old weeds and dried up vegetation. Things are a little bit overgrown along the sidewalk. I'm walking up to the door right now. These trees probably need some maintenance here, but you can really tell that this house is not lived in currently. There's boards on the windows here, and there's a sign here. There's a sign here that says, order to vacate, access restricted. And this was posted by the Denver Department of Public Health and Environment. This was posted on Thursday, October 26, 2017. He was found in February of 2018, this year. So this was posted about 4 months before he was found dead inside his home here. Huh. Wow. So they came here and they knew that this place was unhealthy or dangerous to be in and around, but they never found his remains inside the house. Although there's someone left some flowers here, some roses here on the front porch. You gotta wonder who left the flowers here. This looks like this would have been the front door.
It smells like a mustiness.
So these boards are new. So this is the front yard. Here's the big dumpster.
What is that? Is it like a suit? Like a hazmat?
Some bottles out front, some plastic 2-liter bottles. This looks like a suit that someone would wear to clean up a hazardous location. It's a yellow suit. It's from DuPont. It says Tycum 2000.
So let me explain how this all started. My name is Jeremy Hohola, and I'm an investigative reporter for 9 News in Denver. A couple of weeks ago, in the usual daily news cycle, we reported about a death in a Denver neighborhood.
Denver police say they had to use extra safety measures today to investigate a death because of unsanitary conditions. A body was found inside a home near 50th and Tennyson. The cause of death and the identity of the person hasn't been revealed. We also don't know why conditions in the home were so unsanitary, but DPD says we should know more after the coroner's report. And we have confirmed this home belongs to 69-year-old Charles Frary, who's been missing for more than a year. Neighbors say he was last seen October 2016. He was officially reported missing February 2017.
So, wait a second. What about that last part about the missing man? That sparked my interest. And then, a few days later...
A body found at a home in Denver last week has been identified as 69-year-old Charles Frary. He had been missing for more than a year. He was found in his own home. The house is in the 4400 block of West 50th, near the Willis Case Golf Course. Denver police say they had to take extra measures after unsanitary conditions hindered their investigation. Neighbors say Frary was last seen in October of 2016. He was officially reported missing 1 year ago. Police won't say whether they consider his death suspicious at this point, and they also haven't said how he died.
So let's get this straight. Charles Frary is reported missing last year, and now his body is found in his home? This doesn't add up. I got curious and wanted to learn all I could about this case. Here's what we know at this point as we walk around the property. Chuck Frary, age 69, was declared missing on February 14, 2017, almost exactly 1 year later, on February 22, 2018, Chuck's home was suddenly surrounded by yellow crime tape, police, and people in hazmat suits. Chuck's body was found in his home, and it's clear Chuck was a hoarder.
So this was the living room. This may be the living room where they found him. Same posting, order to vacate, access restricted, October 26, 2017. So they posted this and they had no idea that this man was dead inside. That's really something.
So I'm going to sound really nosy in this neighborhood, I know, but there's a reason. I want to get a sense of how Chuck lived. I want a tangible reference to his life as I begin to explore what happened. How is it that a man who lives in an urban neighborhood can vanish without anybody knowing and then turn up dead in his own living room a year later? Is that okay? Is that acceptable in our society? I don't think so. This is a really sad case.
This is where these trees and bushes were probably overgrown right in front of this window. You could tell that this is all freshly cut. So they really had to come in here and cut away the vegetation. I'm gonna peek around here. It looks like this must have been the window here. Old tires on the side. Oh wow, so this was really overgrown. I'm gonna be super nosy and I'm gonna climb up this dumpster a little bit just to see what's inside. All right, looks like some boxes, a box from a microwave, some paint cans, some plastic wrapping, garbage. Garbage looks like from the kitchen. I can see some Top Ramen styrofoam cups, sour cream cup. Right now, because of the way the housing is in Denver, I'm assuming that this would probably be a highly sought after property, even, you know, the way it looks right now. So you gotta wonder what's gonna happen with the property here. That's a brand new development, just to, like, two or three houses down, going for $1 million. The property market here in Denver is off the charts right now. Homes are going almost within hours in the city right now when they go up for sale. And this has just been sitting here with boards up. There's probably already a lot of eyeballs on this property. What's sad is that you had this man here who lived here for probably a long time and was essentially forgotten about or estranged from his family, and he was just left in there.
Here's what we know about the home according to public property documents. It was built in 1952. It's one story with two bedrooms and two bathrooms. It's about 1,200 square feet. Through the assessor's records, we can see Chuck took ownership of the house in 2007 from his sister. There was no sales price back then. Looks like it was just deeded over to him. The last purchase price of the home was back in 1991 for $80,000. Today, Zillow has this house at an estimated worth of $500,000.
I bet you 2 years from now, this house is gonna look way different. What's interesting is it's right across the street from a golf course. All right, so in the backyard is fenced up with the normal fence. Looks like is there vehicles back here? Oh wow, look at this. Older Jaguar. I'm gonna look in the windows here. Oh wow, this is just, I mean, this thing is just full of just old newspapers and trash. I mean, so if this car's like this, I mean, this could be a kind of an indication of what the house inside was like. I mean, this is definitely just full of garbage. So you got this old car, these two old cars sitting there. You got a motorcycle, you got some metal shed in the backyard, and it's just overgrown with trees and junk. And then there's a sign here. Look at the sign on the garage. It says, "Smile, you're on camera." I wonder if he had like surveillance cameras around the house. Looks like there may have been one up there in the corner. I mean, just by the looks of this backyard, you can tell this is gonna take some time to clean up this property. And that storage shed is just full of just like junk. Look how the vines grow in that house on the side wall there. Oh, look at this. When was the last time you saw a VHS? The tape is really moldy. It would probably break apart. Old drill.
As we were about to wrap up our visit, a car pulls up in the alleyway behind Chuck's house.
Hi there. Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm Jeremy. Did you know the man who lived here?
I don't think too many people knew him.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
I talked to him once in 15 years.
Wow. Once in 15 years.
And that was 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. So it was a while ago.
Right.
Yeah.
But according to his sister, I may have been the last person to see him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He died in...
Yeah. October. Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
And hadn't paid bills.
Yeah.
He could have mummified.
Yeah.
That was funny. Fox News asked me, didn't you smell anything? And all this stuff went through my head. Well, he could have been mummified because I know his kids were in and out of the house.
Yeah.
And that he was a hoarder.
Yeah. Were they in and out of the house before he was found dead?
Yes.
So they were inside and outside of the house
while
his remains were inside of the house.
Yeah, I thought it was really strange.
So that's weird.
That woman is Christy, who lives two houses down from Chuck's place.
All right, Christy, we'll let you go. Thank you very much for your time.
Nice
meeting you. We'll see you. Well, now, that was really interesting. This is just my thought. Just the way this is, what I know now about this, I suspect the family of this man is not going to want to talk. I think they're going to be standoffish. This is just my guess. I mean, maybe not. Maybe they'll be very open and talkative, but I don't know. I think if my family member was in a house like this, hoarding and left dead in the house and forgotten about, I would not want to be interviewed by a reporter, but we'll try. I don't know. It's weird. All right.
Next time on Blame, Lost at Home.
I have lived on the street and I had spoken with Chuck.
Every neighborhood has at least one.
I was walking and he was had his bicycle and he was rolling it beside himself. He'd been in the grocery store.
A neighbor who knows what's going on.
When would you say is the last time you probably saw Chuck?
Chuck's neighbor kept an eye on him. She may have been the only one. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes and updates to this series of Blame, Lost at Home.